Welcome to a deep dive into motion tracking. We're going to be talking about whether the sensors in our smartphones could maybe one day replace those dedicated fitness trackers we see.
We're looking at a research paper for this called "Can Magnetic Field Sensors Replace Gyroscopes in Wearable Sensing Applications?"
All right, so when I think magnetic sensors, I think, digital compass. But this paper suggests they could measure angular velocity. Is that right?
Yeah, so angular velocity is just the speed and direction, and researchers wanted to find out if a magnetic sensor could capture that movement data accurately.
How does a magnetic sensor even measure rotation? Because I can't quite picture that.
Well, think about it this way. The Earth has its own magnetic field, right? So as a magnetic sensor turns its orientation changes relative to those magnetic field lines, and we can then use those changes, analyze them, to work out the angular velocity.
That's pretty clever. Using what already exists, but doesn't the Earth's magnetic field get thrown off by other things? Mm-hmm. Won't just being near a power outlet mess with the readings?
You are right. That's definitely a concern. But those magnetic disturbances don't really impact the angular velocity calculations in the same way they would compass readings.
Okay.
Because we're not looking at the absolute orientation, just the change in the sensor's orientation, how it's changing to the magnetic field.
That does make sense. But what about movement that's not rotational? If I'm walking in a straight line, could that affect the data at all?
That's where it gets a bit trickier, because the Earth's magnetic field lines are curved, so that straight line movement, even without rotation, changes the angle between the sensor and the field.
So it's almost as if the background itself is affecting how we perceive the straight line, so to speak.
Exactly.
Did the researchers actually test this? In real-world scenarios.
Yeah, they did. They had people wear these sensors on different parts of the body, their head, torso, wrist, and they had them doing all sorts of things, from just regular office work to gym workouts.
And what did they find? Were these magnetic sensors as good as the traditional gyroscopes?
Well, the accuracy really depended on, what the person was doing and where on the body the sensor was placed. Like, the wrist was a real challenge.
I can see why. Our wrists are moving all the time. Plus the bones and tendons. I imagine that could cause inconsistencies in the data.
Exactly. The wrist actually had the highest error rate, averaging over 50%.
Wow, that's significant.
It really highlights how this tech is affected by quick movements and those complex joint movements.
So magnetic sensors might be promising, but it seems we're not ditching our gyroscopes just yet.
Not quite, no.
Before we move on, can you give us a quick overview of what else we'll be covering in this deep dive?
Sure. We'll be looking at what these findings mean for wearables going forward. We'll be talking about whether combining magnetic sensors with other types of sensors is the way to go. And we'll also touch upon the ethics of collecting all this motion data. So although the wrist was tricky, other places on the body showed better results.
Okay.
For example, sensors on the torso had a much lower error rate, around 20% on average.
Makes sense.
So it seems that magnetic sensors might not be perfect for those small movements of your hands and feet, but they could still tell us a lot about overall body movement and how active someone is.
That's true. You don't often see people walking around doing backflips with their torso.
No, not usually.
So if this technology isn't quite there yet, what does it mean for the future of wearables?
Well, I think this research opens up some exciting avenues.
Okay, how so?
Well, we're probably not going to see dedicated fitness trackers with their gyroscopes disappear overnight. This study shows us that magnetic sensors have the potential to, well, maybe not replace, but at least work alongside gyroscopes in some cases.
So you're saying our phones could, track our steps accurately or even know what kind of exercise we're doing, all without needing a separate fitness tracker?
That's not outside the realm of possibility, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at how smartphones are already using sensor fusion, combining data from multiple sensors to get a more complete picture of our movements.
Right.
So by playing to the strengths of each type of sensor, the gyroscope for rotation, the magnetic sensor for a wider range of movements and accelerometers, well, they're everywhere these days. We could develop even more robust and accurate motion tracking.
Combining the different types of sensors seems to be the key takeaway here.
Yeah, it's that old adage, two heads are better than one.
And by combining all that data, we can get around the limitations of each individual sensor and build a more complete and hopefully more accurate picture.
Precisely.
What other applications do you see for this kind of technology besides fitness tracking?
Oh, tons of them, potentially.
Such as?
Well, imagine indoor navigation systems that actually work, especially in places where GPS is spotty or non-existent. That would be huge.
I can see that.
Think about VR and gaming. Having that really precise motion tracking is crucial for making it immersive.
Right, right.
Even in healthcare, we could use magnetic sensors to keep track of a patient's movements, their gait, which would be incredibly useful for monitoring recovery or how a condition is progressing.
Those are some very compelling examples. The potential applications here seem almost endless.
Absolutely.
But of course, with any new technology, we have to think about the ethical side of things.
Of course.
Because we're talking about some very personal data here, where we go, what we do, how active we are, and often we're not even aware it's being collected.
That's a crucial point, you're right.
It's not just a question of whether we can collect this data, but whether we should. And if we do, we need to be very careful about the ethical implications.
I agree.
This research shows that our phones can already pick up on our movements to some extent, even if it's not perfect.
Yes.
And that begs the question, should we be okay with our devices constantly tracking us, even in the background? Who has access to all this data? What are they doing with it? These are questions we can't ignore, especially as this technology becomes more advanced and more widespread.
You've hit the nail on the head there. Big questions we need to address.
It's a tricky situation because this technology could be amazing. It could improve our lives in so many ways.
It really could.
But we have to be aware of, you know, the downsides and make sure we're using it responsibly, ethically.
Absolutely. Informed consent that's key here.
Right.
Users need to know what data is being collected, how it's being used, and they need to have the option to say no, to opt out if they want.
Of course, of course.
And of course, strong data security is a must. We need to protect this information, make sure it doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
So it's multifaceted. Yeah. We need to educate people, make sure they understand how this technology works, what its limits are.
Exactly.
We need clear rules about data privacy and consent.
Yes.
And we need to keep researching, keep developing this technology to make it even better, more accurate.
Couldn't agree more. I think this research really highlights how technological advances often happen faster than our, you know, ethical frameworks, our societal norms.
Yeah.
It's up to all of us to have these conversations, these important discussions, and make sure that any decisions we make about using this technology are, well, informed decisions that benefit everyone.
Well said. Well said. This has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of motion tracking. And I think it's safe to say we've only scratched the surface of what magnetic sensors can do.
We've just begun to explore the possibilities.
The potential here is it's huge. And this research, it mainly focused on physical movement. But imagine if one day these sensors could detect even the tiniest movements.
It's an interesting thought.
Like our chest rising and falling as we breathe, or tremors that might indicate a medical condition. We could be using this technology to monitor our health in ways we haven't even thought of yet.
It's true. The possibilities are incredible.
Exhilarating. But also, you know, there are new ethical questions we'll need to address. But that's a discussion for another day.
Indeed.
Thank you for joining us on this journey into the fascinating world of motion tracking.
My pleasure.